Romans 9. We all have blind spots. Don't you find it ironic when you can see something about someone else's life, but they cannot? That's how Paul feels about the people of Israel. He notes that the Jews are God's chosen people, but they are so strict at following the law, they are often blind to see His grace. We can all be that way. Paul gives a couple of Old Testament examples. Here is one about Jacob, the second-born twin of Rebekah. What God did in this case made it perfectly plain that His purpose is not a hit-or-miss thing dependent on what we do or don't do, but a sure thing determined by His decision, flowing steadily from His initiative. Verse 12. God's grace and mercy are not dependent on anything we do. He loves us, period, just because we are His kids. He's in charge of compassion and mercy. I'm thankful for that. He extends His kindness, and we can trust Him. He leads us, and we can follow Him. He cares for us, and we can rest in His arms. He protects us, and we can be certain that the enemy will not defeat us. He provides for us, and we can be assured that we'll always have more than what we need. Just because He's that kind of Father, He's that kind of God, the one true God, He keeps His promises, always. And no matter where we are or what we've done, that kindness, that mercy, is ours. Yes, it's that simple. It's such a good place to be on the receiving side of His grace. The emphasis here is that God is God, and it is a privilege to be called His children. Why? Like we read yesterday, God is crazy in love with us. After all, He created us. Paul quotes one of the minor prophets next. Hosea put it well, "I'll call nobodies and make them somebodies. I'll call the unloved and make them beloved. In the place where they yelled out, 'You're nobody,' they're calling you God's living children." Verse 25. And then Paul quotes Isaiah. Isaiah maintained this simple emphasis. If each grain of sand on the seashore were numbered and the sum labeled chosen of God, they'd be numbers still, not names. Salvation comes by personal selection. God doesn't count us. He calls us by name. Arithmetic is not His focus. Verse 27 and 28. And arithmetic need not be our focus either. Things don't always add up in life. As long as we keep our focus on God and His grace, we don't need to worry about anything else. We are His children. He's got this. Paul concludes his thoughts on the subject. How can we sum this up? All those people who didn't seem interested in what God was doing actually embraced what God was doing as He straightened out their lives. And Israel, who seemed so interested in reading and talking about what God was doing, missed it. How could they miss it? Because instead of trusting God, they took over. They were absorbed in what they themselves were doing. They were so absorbed in their God projects that they didn't notice God right in front of them, like a huge rock in the middle of the road. And so they stumbled into Him and went sprawling. Isaiah again gives us the metaphor for pulling this together. "Careful, I've put a huge stone on the road to Mount Zion, a stone you can't get around. But the stone is Me. If you're looking for Me, you'll find Me on the way, not in the way." Verses 30 through 33. That's a promise that I want to fully embrace. He is walking with us. Following Jesus is not a stumbling block. He doesn't slow us down. Following Him is not an obstacle or a wall to be climbed over. He is the stone that leads us along the path. I think when we fully embrace that He is with us on the way, we can have an amazing confidence that wherever we walk, we will be okay. We have nothing to fear. In fact, we will be more than okay because the very presence of God is with us. Remember this. At the place where they yelled out, "You're a nobody," they are now calling you children of the living God. This is Rich Ronald for RichlySpeaking.com.